live from No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, November the 23rd, 2020. Thank you for being here. It's the week of Thanksgiving, of course. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the race for control of the United States Senate is intensifying in Georgia, where a special session of state lawmakers gathering to defend the Peach State against voter irregularities to make sure fraud and illegal voting not part of the January 5th special election. Is Sidney Powell in or out, by the way? We'll get to that. Number two, Joe Biden says there should be immediate action on canceling out student debt. Meanwhile, the investigation into the content of one of three laptops left by Hunter Biden at a Delaware repair shop revealing a lot more than we knew before. And number one, with Thanksgiving nearly upon us, what will people decide to do? Follow strict orders to not go anywhere and see anyone, skip the holiday, or face harsh penalties? Or will they go ahead and get together with turkey and all the trimmings? That's a big question right now. Big question right now as to where people are going to fall on this one. In New York, there's a big dust up over a Hasidic Jewish wedding. Governor Cuomo all up in arms because the Hasidic Jewish community got together secretly and held a wedding at a synagogue that holds 7,000 people. Pretty good secret. This is why they were so effective as the resistance in the underground. They can keep their mouths shut. They can keep a secret in that community. Pretty important. If that happened, said the governor, it was a blatant disregard of the law. It was illegal. It was also disrespectful to the people of New York. Cuomo said the city should do a robust investigation. According to videos obtained by the New York Post, a large crowd of maskless guests were seen packed shoulder to shoulder in Yitev Lev Temple in Williamsburg, November the 8th. The Satmar Synagogue has a maximum capacity of 7,000 people. Amid a recent surge in COVID-19 cases, the state's safety restrictions, the nuptials bent over backwards to hide the wedding of Yul Teitelbaum, grandson of the rabbi, from the ravenous press and government officials. The ravenous press and government. Let me tell you how the Jewish community is going to vote going forward. They'll vote for freedom. They will vote for freedom. We're in a day and age, my friends, this Thanksgiving 2020, when there is one political party that would have you believe that more government control and restrictions on your life are a good thing. They're restricting your Bill of Rights freedoms, your right to speak and say as you please, your right to see and hear the things that they don't approve of, the right to keep and bear arms. All of these rights they don't believe you need or are entitled to. You have one political party with that state of mind that they know better for you and your family and your kids and your grandkids, that they know better. And this place that we call America is unfair. People have been getting cheated and used and taken advantage of, and therefore they're trying to make it a better place for you by telling you what to do. That's the point of one political party. Meanwhile, by the way, Donald Trump picked up 74 million votes, 12 million more than he did in 2016, 12 million more. They would have you believe that he lost the election. He would pack 60,000 people into a rally in places like Butler, Pennsylvania. Joe Biden couldn't get 60 people anywhere, ever. And yet they would have you believe that somehow Joe Biden won this election. If he did, it was the craziest election of all time if he actually won, which is why I'm all for letting the process play out. Hey, there's a legal process. Let it play. Why not? There's no reason to let it stop. There's a process here, and until the Electoral College votes on, what is it, December 12th or 14th, whatever it may be, let the process go. Is it bothering you? It's not bothering me. The lawyers are finding it out. Sidney Powell, by the way, is an aside, an announcement, a release from Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis saying that Sidney Powell's not actually part of the Trump legal team seems unusual considering the president tweeted out on the 14th of November that she was part of the legal team. Sidney Powell says, I agree with the press release. I'm working for We the People. And along with Lynn Wood, by the way, another legendary attorney, says he's filing a significant suit in Georgia today. Sidney Powell saying the same about lawsuits being filed in Georgia today. We'll see what happens. We'll find out if the Kraken is just a legendary beast or something real. Release the Kraken, she said. And by the way, 70% of those that voted for Donald Trump this year, probably a higher number, but at least 70% do not believe the election was free or fair. They believe there was meddling in the election. Remember Barack Obama in his historic assembling of a coalition in 2008 got 69 million votes. Donald Trump has 74 million. When Barack Obama was reelected in 2012, he got just 66 million votes. Donald Trump got more votes than any incumbent president in American history. The first president to get more votes in a reelection bid and lose since 1888. That president came back and won 4 years later. Grover Cleveland, look it up. Fact check me. First time since 1888. But the news networks don't tell you that, do they? 132 years have passed since that happened. Because incumbent presidents to pick up more votes and build a bigger coalition the second time around win. Those that build bigger coalitions the second time around win elections. As the Republicans did, it looks now like the Republicans will have 213 seats in Congress, a pickup of 14. I think that's where the final tally is going to be, 14, plus 14. And a governorship, three state houses. The only thing they didn't win was the White House. That's what the mainstream media would tell you. That's what the Democrats, the only major race they didn't win, except for two Senate seats that were a foregone conclusion. It's the White House. Which brings me to this point. Be proud to be an American. Be proud to be an American. There's a reason why slogans like America First and Make America Great Again resonate. Because tens of millions of us love this country. And the idea of being untethered to succeed. You see, the great secret of America is not that you have the freedom to succeed. You have the freedom to fail and try again and try again. And if my neighbor fails, it's really not my responsibility to foot the bill. If my neighbor keeps trying and succeeds, it's also not my place to take a cut of the action. If people have more skill and more talent and work harder than I do, and they outperform me and they have more financial success for themselves and their family, good for them. But I don't get to get in there and take a chunk of that pie. That's not the way it works. If they work their tail off for what they have, they deserve that. They earned that. Whether or not they drove on a public road or not, they earned that. America is a great place. And on this Thanksgiving, I'll be thankful. And I will thank God again that I was born in America. I'll also thank God for Donald Trump, however long he was allowed to serve. 14 after on a Monday, Steve Gruber Show.
At GrillaGrills.com, Black Friday is all month long. Right now, purchase one of our Real Wood Pellet or Kamado grills, and you'll get some awesome gifts for free. Come into our Holland showroom. We'll take home even more gifts and have a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills is family-owned, veteran-run, and a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season and get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. Skip the stress of holiday shipping delays and get some free gifts in the process at GrillaGrills.com. That's G-R-I-L-L-A, Grills.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.
This year, the Good Sports Are Winners Award returns to honor those teams displaying good sportsmanship at selected MHSAA tournaments. Over 1,000 teams will be recognized this year by MEMIC Insurance. MEMIC is also providing sportsmanship educational materials to schools and is an underwriting supporter of mini grants for schools' local sportsmanship efforts. Remember, sportsmanship is the educated choice, and good sports are winners. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.